you said that the children go up and down on that?
No, this would go round and round.
Oh, yeah.
Now the seesaw goes up and down, but this merry-go-round, what they called then was a flying jenny. And they'd take the long pole with a hole bored in the center and put it over the top of the post. They'd leave a, cut it down to fit there and put it over the knob, the top of the post. And one child would get on each end of that pole and they'd push it round and round. Have somebody to push them, you know, get them started and they'd get going around. And back then they called them flying jennies. Now, you know, they call them merry-go-rounds.
I see.
And that's where the merry-go-round started.
I bet it is.
You know, now they have the little horses to ride and go round and round.
Did they ever have a, let me ask you this, did they ever have a board that was fixed at both ends and children jumped up and down on it in the middle?
In the middle.
Yeah, maybe they didn't have one of those. Something called maybe a jogging board.
I don't.
Or well, that might be something different. Mm-hmm. It might be. Well, if children are playing on a seesaw, you'd say they're doing what?
They're just playing or riding.
Seesaw?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever hear teeter-totter?
Mm-mm. We never had no special word for that.
Just playing on the seesaw?
Uh-huh.
What about a long rope that had a seat at the end that might hang from the limb of a tall tree?
That was a swing.
Did y'all ever have one of those in the park?
Yeah, we had a lot of rope swings. And to make a seat in that rope swing, you'd take a plank and bore a hole in each end of the plank, just a short plank, wide enough, long enough to sit on, saw it off, and bore a hole in each end of this plank and put the rope through the holes in the plank, and then you'd have the seat there to sit on.
It seems to me that they could, did they ever just saw off a piece of wood, off a log, and bore a hole in the middle or anything like that?
Not to make a rope swing.
Not to make a rope swing, mm-hmm. I guess you're right. Seems like it might try.
Well, I used to have one in my front yard out there when Sandra and Sue was little, and Buck made a swing and put it out there in the pecan tree.
What do you carry coal in?
Well, a coal scuttle. A bucket with a handle, we called it a coal scuttle.
And you said you used to burn coal in these fireplaces.
Yeah, we did.
Well,
I had a grate that would just slip in, but we had some grates that was built in the fireplace. And I had one in the dining room there that wasn't built in. Just put it in there and
yeah.
Pour the coal in it. It's in there now.